there's so much violence that's happening on the ground that is at the hands of the whole international community. What are they doing to stop all of this? It seems like a Syrian life, that a Syrian person does not count. There are three people that were killed yesterday or the day before from the terrorist attack in London. That was on top of all of the news. There were about 150 people that were killed in Raqqa at the same time. No news, no nothing about them. People are getting killed every day in Syria in that manner. It's just mind-boggling.
What role does the media have in addressing this? Or what can they do?
I think the media, just by giving numbers or just talking the rhetoric about international community in Syria, war on conflict and all of that, sometimes like numbs people from hearing it because it's a big catastrophe and it becomes too much for people, like becomes too much for people to take. What the media can do is go down to the basics of it, that these are human beings. Take a name of a person. If you remember Alyan, the kid that washed on the shore in Turkey, there are a few stories that you can bring out. I think there are more of that that needs to be brought out by the media. How this war is influencing the everyday existence of people. The refugees, the women who are incapable of feeding their children, the lack of milk inside Syria. I think the story has to come out more as not, oh, it's an international crisis or it's complicated. Oh, we don't understand. I think it can go down to the human level.
What's the link between having women in policy-making positions and leadership positions and peace?
Women are Syrians and all Syrians need to be making decisions for Syria. All Syrians. And women's participation in a meaningful way in any of the work that's being done for Syria guarantees that you have all of the Syrian included, that their rights are included. Women's rights are human rights. If women are not present, then you're missing a big chunk of society that is actually on the ground, that's making other types of decisions, maybe not in the political process at this point, their minimal existence. So if they're not participating in these, they're not part of the negotiations, then you're missing out on a lot of what half of the society, half of Syrians can give you. When women are present, somehow there is more peace. When women are present, there is more reconciliation. When women are present, they actually accomplish more. As much as women are portrayed as the emotional ones who are incapable of dealing with hard stuff, they're the ones who are practically on the ground feeding the children and making sure things are going, making sure that their schools are still, that they're still teaching their children, that they're waking up every morning and going about their daily lives trying to survive the day. Women are very practical. Women's existence at a table, women's existence at any of the peace negotiations is actually empowering the Syrians as a whole, empowering the men as a whole, also to take our own decisions, to grab our own decisions from the international community and create a peace for Syria, a lasting peace for Syria.
What's the first step in ending impunity for all parties involved?
As long as there are daily killings, there's very little that could be done. There's a lot of collection of information and documentation, and there's a lot of work that's being done now on accountability. But this is happening every day. And I call for the accountability on all parties that are committing war crimes, everybody. So the first step to create anything to go forward is to actually create real stop of the killing, on like a real ceasefire, real sort of a stopping of the bombardment and the killing in Syria. And that's not going to happen unless all of the parties agree that this needs to happen for the benefit of all. So you need a lot of effort and a lot of pressure and leverage from the international community, all of the international community, to be involved, as they are involved in perpetrating the war, to all be involved to stop it, to create mechanisms for monitoring it and create mechanisms for having credible consequences when you don't adhere to the ceasefire and don't adhere to the stopping of the war, because they keep talking about it. There are so many ceasefires that have been put forward and they're not working. There has to be some kind of a mechanism to make it work, and consequences for when it doesn't work, they actually pay the price for it.